This show is brought to you by Audible.com and by Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. In today's GQDN, we talk about some hot sauce, some Splatoon release date, and Gearbox is making a new game. But it's time to get serious, because according to GameInformer.com, a federal judge has dismissed a lot of discrimination claims in a lawsuit that was filed against Sony. This is 10 of 13 claims in Emma Macho's lawsuit that was made after the new year. Because back in February 2021, she has made quite a few allegations in a lawsuit against Sony. I'm sorry, that was back in March. No, it was earlier this year, but I'm sorry, that was last year. But March of this year, Sony responded to the allegations, saying basically they were all false. But what's kind of confusing me is that some of these allegations came out after that, and most of those were dismissed by the U.S. Magistrate Judge Laurel Belier, and I do apologize if I got the name wrong, and some of those allegations included pay discrimination and harassment. So if those are reworded in ways, in language of the accusations, they could be put back into the lawsuit. But a lot of those things were dismissed. In fact, the judge wrote, "This claim is dismissed because the plaintiff merely recited the elements of the claim and did not allege any specific facts. For example, she does not describe her work or how her work was substantially equal to the work of any male allegedly paid more than she was paid." So basically, she was looking for facts. And because there was no facts, that was not given to the judge. That's why they were dismissed. Now we get to more PlayStation news. And this comes to us from GameSpot.com. And PlayStation made an announcement. PlayStation Plus comes out in Asia markets, excluding Japan, on May 23rd. Japan comes out June 1st for U.S., and North America and South America, basically the Americas, comes out June 13th, and Europe comes out June 22nd. Now, as far as what the amounts per year that you could pay, US and Europe will be $60 per year. Europe gets pounds, whatever. I'm sorry, whatever, euros, whatever. UK is about 50 pounds, and Japan, just over 5,000 yen. United States, and that's the essential tier. PlayStation Plus Extra is per year, $100, 100 euros, 84 pounds, 8,600 yen. Okay, now base these prices off of the per month. Back in essential, that's $10 a month. So 60 per month to $60 a year. $15 a month, $100 per year. Okay. PlayStation Premium, $18 a month, $120 per year. Europe, 17 euros, 120 euros a year. UK, 13.5 pounds, 100 pounds per year. Japan, just over 1,500 yen to over 10,000 yen per year. Okay, first amount was per month, last amount per year. We'll see if it is worth it. Moving on. Now going into Activision Blizzard, and we might talk about this tonight. I haven't looked at the weekly notes yet. Just saying. But there are some upcoming changes to the Activision Blizzard Board of Directors. This comes to us from Wowhead.com. And there are two females that are coming to the Board of Directors. Lulu Chang, Reversi. I do apologize if I get the names wrong, and Carrie Carr. Now, Lulu Chang is essentially already a member of the board, but because she's part of the Workplace Responsibility Committee, and Carrie Carr is basically just has had several senior positions at Bacardi since 2014. So about Lulu Chang, and this is part of the blue post that's also posted on Wowhead. She is the Vice President of Communications at Substack. That's an online platform for independent publishers of newsletters and podcasts. And Ms. Carr, well, I just said she's a part of Bacardi, and we know that because of adult drinks. So we will see what happens when those two become official and see what ideas that they bring and whether or not they will vote for the sale that's now on the table. That's $68.7 billion. Now we get into some esports news, and the League of Legends Team Korea coach Koma is reporting that he might leave. Now there's no reason why he leaves at this point in time, but this may be his planned way out. So we'll see what happens. But Koma is leaving the team. That is brought to us by .esports.com. Now we go to Destructoid.com, and Sonic Spinball is now on Switch. Nintendo of America said this in a tweet. Three classic Sega Genesis games have been just made available for Nintendo Switch Online expansion pack members. Space Harrier 2, Shining Force 2, Sonic the Hedgehog Spinball. Sonic was always good on Sega. Always good. But now, that just makes a long time ago because Sonic is now on Switch. So it goes, I guess. Now, keeping up with Switch, Splatoon 3 will be available on Switch on September 9th. Once again, this is Destructoid. So now you have your date announcement for Splatoon 3. People, get messy. I mean, it does look like a fun game. Something that people would be very interested in if they have a Nintendo Switch. And there's a lot of reasons why people should have a Nintendo Switch. You know, even though it's not really for me, but it could be for you. So if you do have one, Splatoon 3 may be right up your alley. Now, going on into a little bit more gaming news, Gearbox Official, this comes to us from Eurogamer.net, says that on Twitter, a new adventure, new characters, new tales. And all new tales from the Borderlands is coming in 2022 from Gearbox and 2K. So there will be some more stories from Borderlands, but not from the Borderlands game, from Telltale. So there's going to be more Telltale stories for Borderlands. And, you know, this does make them quite a bit of money. And by the way, they announced this at PAX. PAX East is going on right now. Not just PAX, but PAX East. And they're up on Twitch on their various channels. So go check them out sometime. Last story comes to us from Destructoid. And how about some hot sauce? Cuphead has hot sauce coming out. And you can buy this on inkwellislessstore.com. And they do have some different hot sauces right there. You can buy the whole set at $90. You can get Cuphead coffee if you do like coffee. I don't. But the hot sauce is what we're talking about. The whole set's $90. You can buy the individuals, such as Cuphead Double Down, which is a strawberry habanero hot sauce, Mugman Quit While You're Ahead, a blue raspberry habanero hot sauce, Miss Chalice Nothing But Trouble blueberry habanero hot sauce, The Devil Soul Collector, Carolina Reaper Trinidad Magura Scorpion Ghost Pepper Hot Sauce, King Dice Roll the Dice Charcoal Habanero Hot Sauce, An Elder Kettle Cozy Cottage Smoked Jalapeno Hot Sauce. Enjoy. tonight, 8:30 p.m. twitch.tv/dawnforge. Yes, right there. We'll be doing the weekly show. You can find all of us at thedawnforge.com for all the Dawnforge podcasts. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. See you tonight, guys. Get your game on.